This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's do some news right now. Sean's here with the news.
Yes, and the Christmas tree shortage is finally upon us. I'll tell you some details about that. And what's actually better for the environment, a real tree or a fake tree? We'll get into all of that.
Well, I'm an American. I don't care. It's all fake anyway. I don't care.
I mean, some people apparently cared because they made a dang study about it.
Damn them.
I know. The news is brought to you by Huffman & Huffman. Holding a cell phone while you're driving is now against the law in Virginia. If one of these idiots hits you, call Huffman & Huffman at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. And we will start with the CDC, who yesterday said they broadened their recommendation for COVID-19 booster shots. They are looking for people and pretty much any adult at this point to get a booster shot in light of the new Omicron variant identified in more countries. I just realized I'm missing a page here. What happened?
Really?
Yes.
A congressional page?
Oh,
like
there it is.
You know, like a middle school
boy?
Yeah,
I lost that guy. Where did he go?
Yeah, where did he go?
I don't know. But anyways, the CDC wasn't going to be my lead, but there it is. The agency had previously approved boosters for adults, but only recommended them for those 50 years and older, or if they live in a long-term care setting. The CDC director said the new guidance reflects the emergence of the Omicron variant, which has not been identified in the U.S. yet, but that officials say will reach the country. Everyone ages 18 and older should get a booster shot either when they are 6 months after their initial Pfizer or Moderna series or 2 months after their initial J&J vaccine. That was her in a statement. And even though this new variant may present more issues, getting the vaccine still adds a layer of protection. That, according to Dr. William Moss of Johns Hopkins University.
We just know in general that higher levels of neutralizing antibodies are protective against across different variants.
The head of the CDC encouraged Americans who are feeling unwell to seek out COVID-19 testing as well, because increased testing will help us identify Omicron quickly.
But this is the big argument now is this vaccine drought, that they just don't have it and they need it. And that this, what the World Health Organization has been harping on, vaccine disparity between wealthy countries and non-wealthy countries. Like we've donated a bazillion doses,
right?
But guess what? Not everybody has. So there's not enough to go around. And so this is born of that.
Yes.
They need more people to get vaxxed because the viruses need a host.
Yes.
And the perfect host is the unmasked, unvaxxed human being.
Yes.
That is the perfect host for this. And if you can break that up, like digging what they used to call a fire break, so the forest fire doesn't overtake all the houses, that'd be great.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, like you said, the rest of the world hasn't really jumped on board with donating as much as we have.
No, and they need donations because these nations just don't have that kind of money.
But I did see a headline go by this morning that China had donated however many millions of doses today, I think to Africa specifically.
It's got to happen.
I think other parts of the world are finally going, hey, maybe the U.S. is on to something.
Yeah. Oh, no, we were good with this.
Yeah.
And if we're going to stave this kind of stuff off, because, nature finds a way, baby, not to quote Jurassic Park here, but this thing will continue to mutate for as long as there are people to mutate in.
You're right.
You know,
President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated as well. He says he seeks to quell concerns over the new variant. Talking about the new variant in televised remarks from the White House yesterday, the president said,
"This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists. And we're learning more every single day."
He was asked by reporters about the possibility of any impending lockdowns as a relation to this to the new variant.
Are lockdowns off the table?
Yes, for now.
Why is that?
Well, because we're able to, if people are vaccinated and wear their masks, there's no need for the lockdown.
So there's pretty matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay.
He was accompanied by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. Dr. Fauci saying there's no cases yet of the variant here in the U.S., but it's inevitable that we'll see it eventually.
You know it's here.
Yeah.
There's too many people.
Well, and that's why they want you to do the increased. Like, if you're feeling ill at all, go get tested because they're saying.
But now they know to look for something different.
Well, here in Virginia, Governor Northam and state health officials agree with the president's message that the Omicron variant isn't a reason to panic. But as the governor put it, it's a reason to pay attention. We won't be taking any lockdown measures here now, at least not until we know more about this new variant. Thank you to WVEC for the audio.
All options are on the table, but right now we're not doing anything differently. We're encouraging people to get vaccinated.
The Virginia Department of Health officials said COVID-19 research is happening and that the health officials are using genetic sequencing to find out if the variants are in the state. I mean, so they're already looking for it.
Good.
They're on top of it at this point.
Good, you got it.
And the governor, who is a doctor, spoke about the fact that he's hopeful that they'll know a lot more about this variant within the next week to 2 weeks and have a lot more of the answers we don't have right now.
Well, yeah. Everybody's saying it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They need more data.
So, and we'll get it eventually. A federal judge has blocked President Joe Biden's administration from enforcing a coronavirus vaccine mandate on healthcare workers in 10 states that he had brought the first legal challenge against the requirement. The preliminary injunction issued yesterday applies to Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Those states will have, a federal judge in Missouri said the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid had no clear authority from Congress to enact a vaccine mandate for healthcare providers that participate in the two government programs. The rule required that workers receive their first dose by December 6th and their second by January 4th. And again, it's a preliminary injunction, so that can change with time.
So, but it's procedural? It's like these agencies just don't have the purview?
Yes. They
Is said that what's happening
yep,
here?
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid do not have the authority to tell them.
Yeah, man, that big brother, big hand thing is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You have to admit.
Oh. No, I don't think anybody.
Weird.
No, I don't think anybody likes government forced mandates on you having to do something. Yeah. Nobody likes that. But I understand employer ones.
It's still up to, and it's up for debate whether it's required.
Right.
You know, whether it's called for by the situation. But
it,
no matter what, it always feels intrusive.
You're absolutely right. But the White House has unveiled their decorations for their Christmas and that will be honoring frontline workers who persevered during the COVID-19 pandemic. Nurses, doctors, teachers, grocery store workers, and others who stayed on the job are recognized in this year's gingerbread White House. It was made into a gingerbread village with the addition of a school, police, fire, and gas stations, a hospital, a post office, a grocery store, and a warehouse. Volunteer decorators trimmed 41 Christmas trees and hung some 6,000 feet of ribbon and more than 10,000 ornaments for the holidays.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Looking real nice over there at the White House. And while we're talking about the trees and everything, this is important. We've spoken about supply chain issues affecting Christmas tree stock this year. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just out the other day at Farmer's Market, and the lot of Christmas trees there, maybe half full? Maybe.
I saw an interview with a woman that was selling Christmas trees who said, don't wait.
Yeah, I have that right here, actually.
Oh, okay.
If you want a Christmas tree, get it now. Cindy Weatherly, owner of Cindy's Produce, spoke with WVEC about the limited stock.
What I got is it. I can't get any more this year. In the past, I could call him up and go, hey, send me some more trees.
And she's talking about her supplier in North Carolina,
right.
But that can't happen right now. Christmas tree shortages do happen, but usually not so quick.
Yeah.
Jim Bright, the owner of Bright Farms, usually sells out of trees a few weeks into the season. He sold out Saturday.
Yeah, people were talking about how there's a certain fear of not having one.
Yeah.
So everybody went out and bought one, and in some cases they bought them too early, and they will be dead before Christmas.
And that'll be a problem.
Yeah, because there won't be a replacement.
The American Christmas Tree Association said supply chain issues across the U.S. are having an effect here, as well as hiring problems and other issues. As a result, you may end up spending more on a tree as well, according to Cindy.
Actually, it's to the point now that some of the smaller ones, what I used to sell them for, I'm now paying that much or more for them.
Yeah, used to be her price that had her profit built into it. Now that's what she has to pay to buy them. Did you see the tags on some of these on TV?
Yes, I did.
$165.
Yeah, you're paying $100 plus.
Formerly live.
Yeah.
Tree.
You're paying $100 plus for some of the bigger trees.
Mrs. Rumble, God bless her.
Yes.
Wanted to have white lights on the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree that I had procured a couple of years ago in a panic buying moment for way too much money. I mean, it's spectacular. It looks it's beautiful. Has multicolored lights.
Okay.
So I got another one this year. But I didn't spend the high dollar. I went to Wayfair. It was still like $239 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great.
Oh, I bet.
It looks great. And now $165 for live, or this one that I'm going to use every year until it falls apart, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to, the smell and stuff, I get that.
Yeah.
I love that, especially with my kids.
Hey, you just take some pine fresheners and just stick them on the inside of the tree.
The actual air fresheners, pine trees.
Yeah, you just put them on the, hang them like ornaments. Yeah,
right.
Exactly right.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Why does your tree smell like pina colada? That's so weird.
New car?
So weird.
It smells like leather.
Black ice. What is that smell?
I don't know. What is that smell?
But it's something.
Trees are very expensive. The only thing that stops me from getting one of those artificial yeah. trees is I don't like putting them together and taking them apart and trying to get them back in the box. And
yeah.
if they had one, you could make like an umbrella where I just take it and pull the thing and it just pops right open.
Now,
boom, I'm in.
The Spanky one that I bought?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big money. Balsam Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an umbrella.
Oh, really?
Three pieces.
Ooh.
Three pieces. No fluffing. No anything. Boom. Tree.
Kind of like that.
Already lit. Covered in LEDs. They never burn out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Done. All you do is you plug the top section into the middle, middle into the bottom, into the wall. Yeah, fantastic.
I'm into that.
The Wayfair one, you got to foof.
You got to put it together and fluff it up. And
flop the things out and everything else. Yeah, yeah. I'm a little less impressed. But
right,
still.
Of course, yeah. Cindy did also say you'll hear sometimes that prices go down nearer to Christmas because people want to unload their trees that they have left. She said, don't bet on that this year.
No, I bet
because
not.
Because you may have nothing left to pick from. She also said, do not be too picky when you're going to get your tree either because really what you're seeing is about it. They said, so just grab one you see that you relatively like. And
you find
it
that side, the bad side, and stand it toward the wall.
Put it against the wall.
You know?
Yep. Right. Get yourself the Charlie Brown tree and move on.
Or I've seen some people get very clever with the big hole in the side of the tree and put an entire nativity scene in there or something.
Oh, that's
neat. Make it into like an Easter egg almost, you know?
I had a friend who his dad used to just kind of, he'd take a saw, or not a sawzall, one of those electric trimmer things.
Yeah.
And he'd trim off like at an angle so he could just put the tree in the corner.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, because if it was dead on the backside, it's a perfectly good tree. Yes.
Didn't care. How much for the Charlie Brown tree?
Exactly right. Yeah.
That's not bad.
It worked out well. It worked out for him. It always looked good.
By the way, they make an artificial like that now.
Oh, do they?
They make one.
Oh,
that's,
it's like half a tree.
They make
or
one
something.
That's a half, and they make one for the corner.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can get it either way.
All right. Well, there you go. Less work.
The other way is, what, a quarter of a tree or whatever it is.
My friend's dad's probably out there somewhere furious somebody stole his idea.
My idea, damn it.
And what's better for the environment, real trees or fake trees? Someone talked to experts about it, and the answer is it depends. But in general, real trees are probably a little better.
I'm sure.
Fake trees can cause less of an impact if you use them over and over and over and over again.
Right.
A study in 2018 found that after 5 years, it starts to even out, but it's not that simple because real trees also have benefits.
So I'm two trees in 3 years. I am so upside down
right
now.
Yeah, you really are. Most of the fake trees we buy come from China. So on top of the whole made of plastic thing, which isn't great, they're also shipped over here on boats and use up a ton of fossil fuel. Then they're transferred to trucks that also run on gas. The real trees we buy tend to be grown on nearby farms, so they don't have to travel as far. And those farms also create a lot of jobs. Around 15,000 different farms grow Christmas trees in the U.S. and employ over 100,000 Americans. Growing all those trees does use up a lot of resources, but they take on an average of 7 years to grow and need a lot of water. But like all trees, they help clean the air while they're growing, so it's not all bad.
That's not bad, yeah.
And a lot of cities compost old Christmas trees now, so they're less likely to end up in landfills.
Well, the great, and around Virginia Beach, they use them as artificial reefs.
I was just about to say that.
Drop them off, and they'll get used,
Which I think is pretty neat.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. In general, the experts say real trees might have a slight advantage, but fake trees aren't much worse for the environment as long as you keep using them. Ideally, they say you'd buy one and never replace it, or two in 3 years, however it works out for you.
Whoever's house you happen to be at.
Yeah, at that moment.
Just throw some money at it, we say. Let's do it.
Today it'll be sunny with a high near 56, light southwest winds increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning, then gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 30, mostly sunny with a high near 58 tomorrow. Right now, bundle up, it is 30 degrees outside.
Yeah, buddy.
Today was the first day I had to defrost my car.